Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
And equally, of course, as bizarre, because anything can happen in South Africa, is this idea that we are becoming closer to a mafia state. The fact that André de Ruyter was poisoned, that there was an attempted assassination or murder of him, where we've seen other people being murdered in South Africa for political and for criminal gain, is very concerning. And we wanted to understand a little bit more about what this means. Eldred de Klerk is a principal associate at Africa Center for Security and Intelligence Practices. Good morning. Thanks for taking the time to speak to us. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you, and compliments of the season to you, and good morning to yourself and your listeners.
Good morning and compliments to you as well. How serious is a problem is this?
Well, it's what we could call a wicked problem.
Yes.
And part of it is the fact that we're struggling to define exactly what we're dealing with. It seems to have so many elements.
Right.
It seems to be connected in so many different ways. What's the connection between energy? What's the connection between the undermining of public trust in government and public institutions? What's the connection between the organized nature in which our critical infrastructure, our energy supplies, our gold reserves, all these things, our financial system seem to have been weakened and used for profit by a few? That together is what we call a wicked problem. It's difficult to define. It seems interconnected, and solution seems to be evasive. What we see, though, is that we're also dealing with what we call a hybrid threat. It's a threat that, again, takes on the elements of complexity.
Right.
It is definitely something that seems to be pervasive. And its elements, in essence, seems to be an attack not only on our energy supplies, our food security, our public trust, and our key institutions that seem to have to respond to that. All of that makes it what in sort of academic and other terms we call a hybrid threat.
Well,
there's no easy solution. That's the problem.
And how deep does this go? You know, we watch conspiracy theories, deep state, and all of these things. It's very clear at Eskom that it's deep. Because there's little doubt that a lot of what's happening is sabotage. We know, we've seen the example of this, the attempted assassination of de Ruyter. We know that this exists. Eskom being one of the most critical organizations within the country, and yet there seems to be an all-out war.
Indeed, and it seems too that every problem seems to be a symptom of another problem, you know? And it's deep insofar as that is organized. It definitely seems syndicated. It definitely seems that those who seek to look to benefit from the chaos and the confusion have the determination, the will, and the resources to continue thwarting any efforts to arrest them or to even identify exactly who they are, which means, and hence we use the word the mafia, La Cosa Nostra, because what we're alluding to, both on a romantic sort of way, but we also mean literally, is that they organize, you know, that it's syndicated, that it seems to have this elements of henchmen, hitmen, leaders, faceless individuals who come together, sit around, and plan these things in a very orchestrated manner. And we seem to be behind the curveball in responding to it, because the minute we respond to one thing, which seems to be going to lead us to a solution, it appears to be a mere symptom, and the deeper rot continues. Hence the association with the organized crime nature of it all. Because that's exactly what it is. It's organized crime.
And how organized do you think it is?
Well, it's given how pervasive it is, it seems to have to permeate all levels of society. It has to be collusion or complicity from some official quarters, whether these be official engineers or even technicians or just a so-called lowly workers, whether it seems to be people who come with great resources, money and capital, or just organized with the ability to be able to access people who's willing and skilled in killing other people, which means you need to be networked. Because the people making the decision sit very far removed from the people who ultimately get arrested or even are identified as hitmen, because they use proxies to get to, buy and acquire the necessary resources to continue their wicked ways, so to speak. And we've got to realize that when we say deep, what we mean is that it could be, it's pervasive across government institutions and public service. It may not be political, that those institutions have been hollowed out and its capability has been eroded, and public trust in it has also been eroded and completely undermined by our failure to apprehend. But it must also, there must also be private and sector complicity in all this, because somebody is running those trucks. Somebody is organizing the purchase of coal. Somebody is giving access to key information pertaining to where things are held and how things are being transported so they can be sabotaged or hijacked. There's capacity and capability, and there's complicity both in the public and the private sector. And ultimately, the motive is criminal. There may be political elements to it insofar as that somebody has something to gain from their political office or their political connections. But ultimately, we've got to recognize that regardless of the ultimate motivation, this is criminal. There seems to be a level of impunity, that there's a belief that they will get away with it and that they will never be caught. And that ultimately, my biggest concern is that public trust has been eroded in our public services more so than in our private services.
Mm. There's no question about that. The fact that we're seeing increased sabotage, almost visible sabotage, that we're seeing these assassination and attempted assassinations, does this mean that we are perhaps, I mean, I'm trying to swing it in a positive, well, I'm not trying, I just think it's a natural conclusion for me, and I'd love your thoughts on it, that we're getting closer to the core of it and getting closer maybe to putting a stop to it? Because if it was carrying on just sort of willy-nilly, then there wouldn't be a need to try and stop to do this type, to draw attention to it.
Absolutely. I mean, the wisdom of yore used to say that it could be the last kick of a dying horse.
Mm.
Yeah? That now when you see the fact that your seemingly endless income has been threatened, what you will do is fight as hard as you can. My biggest concern with that is that it's still the small fry that is being caught. Yeah? They're catching a single person here and they're catching a few people there. All that's important because hopefully
somebody will have information
where this is go, but it will thwart. The thing we've got to be concerned about, though, is that we've got to recognize that the state, public service institutions, and us as a country are vulnerable in many ways. And what we seem to be doing is we seem to be kept busy with criminality while we're taking our eye off the ball to consider where else we can be vulnerable. For example, we're going to an election in 2024. If the incredibility of the IEC is undermined by the fact that they're sitting in a level of uncertainty as to what the rules of that election will be, and there may be one little thing administratively or management or in terms of the management of the election that calls into question a result or the overall result, we have a key institution then being undermined. So now already, as a country, our state security agencies, so this is not necessarily our police, our traffic, our metro police, this is our state security agencies, who should be looking for a much more comprehensive security strategy that considers how the country is vulnerable, its weaknesses in terms of its energy supply, its food supply, its key institutions, including our processes like election, like the courts, and considering a comprehensive strategy with multi-actors. Now, we keep talking multi-discipline, but what we actually mean is just multi-actor, because we bring in different departments. We're not necessarily bringing in different thoughts on the process, different views and different eyes, yeah? Which means we could have novel and innovative solutions to what is happening, including saying, let's take Eskom off the energy grid altogether. What would a country look like without an Eskom? What would our future energy provision look like? For example, that's a scenario we have to build. which means we have to start considering other scenarios, other possibilities, and building those solutions while we're looking to thwart, arrest, and disrupt current criminal activity.
Mm. The final question for you is there no, I mean, obviously this is a criminal element and they are, have a lot to lose and much to gain from criminality. But surely, surely they can see that this is totally decimating this country.
They don't care. There are people, not only here, but in other countries. We see it kind of playing out in Brazil. We've seen parts of it in India, Pakistan, Bangladesh. Mm. We see it in the U.S., for example, where weakness of government. And we got to be careful, though, when we also call for things like privatizing public key assets, for example, selling of private land, public land to private interest, because then we're beholden to private interest, right? We as a public have no say there over our energy provision, our water supply. So there are those with clear intent to consider to making criminal profits that leave the country. They don't get reinvested back into the country. They leave the country to wherever they may go, and who benefit critically, whether it's us, Zimbabwe, Mozambique, or any other, or a number of other countries that can be with the weakness of government and chaos.
Right.
Whether it's in the marketplace or whether it's in the provision of critical infrastructure services and goods.
Right. Very, very interesting indeed. That's unfortunately where we do need to leave it. Eldred de Klerk, he's a principal associate at Africa Center for Security and Intelligent Practice. Praxis 848. I'd love your reaction, please.